From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, the Jaja Foundation offers free healthcare across Jamaica. Stay tuned to find out where they shared the love. The Jaja Foundation, based in Brooklyn, New York, is on a mission to improve healthcare delivery one project at a time. Jaja, which stands for Jamaicans Abroad Helping Jamaicans at Home, is a nonprofit organization that has been operating in Jamaica since 2007.
It started with an initiative with Dr. Hugh Wong and myself, Dr. Trevor Dixon. I basically graduated from residency as an attending physician in emergency medicine, and I decided it was time for me to come back home to Jamaica and offer my services pretty much for free for the citizens of Jamaica to underserve.
Jaja founder Dr. Trevor Dixon. The team of over 20 volunteers from the United States, along with their local partners, visit every year to set up short and long-term projects, as well as train medical practitioners in the health system. These include a pediatric oncology conference at the Bustamante Children's Hospital, a trauma conference and roundtable discussion in Montego Bay, and a two-day ultrasound seminar.
We started with an ultrasound conference for about 30 doctors in the public hospitals here in Jamaica, an ultrasound course. And in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, when we think the kids were finished with school, we've been, for the past 2 days, testing representatives from Kingston College and St. George's and EKG and echocardiogram screening for cardiac disease.
The testing of the over 100 high school students is part of the foundation's One Love, One Heart initiative, geared at helping student athletes. ER physician and team member Dr. Jason Caranjo gives a run through of the project.
They already come in with pre-screened forms with as far as what was going on, referred to us by either their primary physicians or their athletic directors. And whenever they come in, we do check their blood pressure. We ask them a few more questions. And then after that, they go right next to the EKG where they get an EKG done. And then after that, they get an echocardiogram, which looks at the picture of the heart, see if there's any abnormalities there. And from there, they're either referred or they're given reassurance as everything is okay. And that's the whole process that it entails. And also we do teach them CPR, basic life skills, support them while they're waiting.
This time round, the team focused on Kingston College, St. George's College, Spot Valley, and Herbert Morrison Technical High Schools. Before traveling to Central and Western Jamaica, some of the volunteers, all medical practitioners, visited the popular Uptown Mondays to offer health care, of course.
Last night was the first one that I experienced. Out of everything else, I said, I gotta see what this thing is. And I'm telling you, it was worth losing my night rest. Apparently, it's an uptown on a Monday night. And we were there at about 12:30 last night, but the patrons did not arrive until about 2 a.m. And we're still up. The adrenaline just keeps going when you know you have to help give back and see how rewarding it is.
Vice President of the Jamaica Nurses Group of New York, Claudette Powell. The team also offered dental and mental health services to some of the schools they visited.
We started our mission, arrived here on Sunday, and on Monday we went to the Haile Selassie High School. So, you know, you have students anywhere from, I guess, 12 and up. And we had dentists there. That was a popular service. Everybody wanted a cleaning. So we were busy with that. Then there was general medical, and the psychiatrist was there.
The mission that lasted just over a week touched the lives of hundreds across the nation, in the Cambridge community of St. James, as well as the Ulster Spring in Trelawney, where the group hosted health fairs. With the support of its overseas partners, Jaja Foundation also donated equipment to the Savannah Lamar Hospital and other health institutions. The students of Kingston College had their own way of saying thanks to the group.
Jaja Foundation, best of the nation, purple and white with no hesitation. Help out the youth, take the pain from pain, and Jaja Foundation. Jaja Foundation, no registration, come a hotel, come well meditation. The food, the water, the best of the nation. CT scan, put the money upon the brain, man. The heart, the rate, the blood, the pressure. Purple and white, but the ink it tan. Jaja Foundation, number one.
And that's how we wrap today's program. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.